CliffCentral.com. Claire, did that tell you about an animal story you have to tell us?
An animal story?
Okay, so Christian, tell her briefer.
So, Claire, do you have pets?
I do.
Oh my God, what do you have?
I have two babies, two dogs, both of them rescues.
Bless your little heart.
One's a little sausage dog, and the other's a Shiba Inu cross something.
I love Shiba Inus.
So cute. A
Shiba what?
They're kind of like Alsatians mixed with Pomeranians.
Really?
Oh, they're just like fluffy, puffy adorableness.
Is it?
There's a meme. Doge?
Yes, Doge.
It's like that dog. If you know the meme, the internet meme.
I don't know the meme. Tell us the meme.
I'll show you. Yeah, she's going to show us her dog. Mm.
But anyway, so we have this segment every week where we have someone tell one of their favorite pet stories. Do you have a cute, adorable, heartwarming tale that you can tell?
Heartwarming or cute? I mean, doesn't...
Okay. They don't want
just they're
does
not
have to be
allowed.
PG?
They
no.
There's nothing not allowed here, Christian.
Just
this
no.
This is not the national party.
The only
party.
Rule is they can't die.
No,
they have to die.
Well, but not in the story.
Later.
So there.
That's the meme. But that's not mine.
Let me see the meme. Let me see the meme. Let me see the meme.
He's gorgeous in that case.
Okay. Can we have that? Send that to Shemanta, she can send it to Christian so he can put it on the Facebook.
I can just Google.
Put it on the Casper Radio Show Facebook. Because we are interacting with our viewers.
With the audience.
And we don't even have viewers. We have listeners. But the listeners will see the dance now.
Okay.
So they can go see the meme on the Facebook page.
Yes, you can.
Of the Casper Radio Show. I have to explain. Now, this Provecto.
Yes.
What is it before we get to the story?
Before we get to your stories, you can like emotionally prepare yourself for 2 seconds. Every now and then, you need a good story to warm your heart. And if it involves a beloved pet, even better. Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Provecto. So Provecto is our sponsor. And they, what they do is they provide this little treat that you give your dog. And they eat it, and then it goes into their blood, and it gets like rid of ticks, fleas, and mites for up to 12 weeks, so 3 months.
Nice.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Provecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Provecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store, or provecto.co.za to find out more.
Claire, when you're ready, you can tell us. Just tell me.
So my little sausage, Guinness is his name, Guinness the sausage dog, being in musical theatre, we tour a lot. We tour internationally a lot.
Should you leave him home?
They go to mom. They go to mom, and mom is very happy to have the babies. So they know now what suitcase out on the floor means. So I'd fully packed for 3 months in China, suitcase full. Disappear downstairs for a while. I come upstairs. My sausage dog is sitting next to the suitcase, and he's taken a massive shit on all of my clothes in the suitcase. I have to say, like, that is what I think about you going.
That is so sweet, but that's like
I know, right?
He's so sad. Is it like heartbreaking whenever you have to say goodbye?
It is. I try not to say goodbye. I say goodbye like the morning,
and then
like
just
I give
run.
Them up, and then I ninja, because I can't.
Oh, wow.
And when I come back, it's the most beautiful thing. They lose their minds.
Oh my God! I love seeing. It's like, have you seen those YouTube videos of like war vets coming home, and then they're like husky comes running.
Oh, they're magical.
The Casper Radio Show.
Okay, what you can do is you can lead in part two of our Provecto, and you can ask Rian how's it going with those duckies.
Of course.
And all the other stuff that he had to kill for the farmer, the dear old farmer.
So, Rian,
yes.
About those animals.
Oh, soy brand, yeah.
So tell us about your animals. How are they doing?
Soy brand.
Are they coping?
Yeah, well, they've been taken to the farm yesterday.
Oh, that means death.
Oh, are we talking about like Animal Farm taken to the farm? Actually the glue factory.
Oh, what animals? Doesn't know what we're talking about. Fill it in.
I have a mini zoo at home.
At your home?
Yeah.
You moved into Pretoria Zoo, so.
With ducks and chameleons and rabbits. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So we actually live on, well, I used to live on a farm. My folks still stay there. Ah. So I took half the
zoo,
the ark, back to the farm. And there were six ducks, so they were the friends' names, Chandler, Joey.
So they're all at the farm now?
Yeah, they're all at the farm.
Oh, man.
Are they getting big?
They're in a good place.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird hand-raising them and then, like, giving them away. Like, that kind of sucked, but at least they... A lot of more space.
So your zoo home, was that like in a residential area? Like
it's in an estate, so it helps with a big garden.
How do your neighbors feel about that?
Divided.
Okay.
It's the best way to put it. But they've kind of gotten used to it, so it's fine.
Cute, man.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what's your favorite like animal in your ark?
My giraffe, probably.
I literally can't tell if you're joking or not.
Wow.
Okay, you led in with, like, I have chameleons, ducks.
You were, like, I've changed my mind about you. Rian, you should have kept it because she just about had a moment of I've changed my mind.
He's, like, on Gumtree looking for giraffes.
This is giraffe. My giraffe is called Stretch.
Oh, that's a good name, too. So the bunnies, though, I've always wanted to know so about cute. Bunnies and you know. But
yes, Yala Naini.
Clearer.
So anyway,
so that's where the expression comes from.
So this was brought to us by
this animal story was brought to you by Bravecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas and mites up to 12 weeks.
And what have I got on my hat? My head.
You have a Bravecto hat on right now.
And what does on my hat say, Sit?
It says 12 weeks. Oh, and then it's got a line. Chew for ticks and fleas.
Okay.
The Gasper Radio Show.
Absolutely.
Bravecto, maybe she has this. We got this.
So
we got this animal thing where we tell animal stories.
Oh, no.
Do you have pets?
Oh, I so do.
Do you?
I've had all my life.
You
yes.
know what? We love to do a segment where we ask people what their favorite pet story is. So if you've got...
Or the one that you can remember. Or
okay, the only rule, they can't die in the end. They can't be like, no, he's a lovely dog, and then the Bucky came. And
oh, my God.
if he did die, make him alive.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right, so...
And who brings this to us?
Okay, and this segment is brought to you by Bravecto. Every now and then, you need a good story to warm your heart. And if it involves a beloved pet, then even better!
Mummy, why are my cockles so warm?
Well, because you keep covering them in blankets, honey. Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Bravecto.
Oh. There you are. So I had this dog called Rafiki. Had there's more. So Rafiki is a pug, but I once took him to this shopping center. He was small, and this German woman stopped and said, "Oh, what dog is this?" I said, "It's a pug." She looked at him. She's like, "Oh,
which is a little bit French as well."
Yeah, whatever. This is not the pug. So I was told it's a pug, but it's apparently a cross.
Okay.
So his favorite thing to do was to chase
what?
Yes.
Alcoholic.
No, luckily not.
The turbovite's kicking in now.
He chased shadows.
Shadows.
Yes. Shadow. So they said to me, it's a sign that the dog is loon, but this dog was not loony because he would look up to find the birds in the tree.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then he'd like, okay, and then he'll focus on the ground. So the moment that the birds, he knew where the birds were so that he can.
Because dogs struggle to look up. So now he can just like look, dogs have a thing about looking up. So it's easier for him to like. Be like following the bird's shadow on the ground
to
chase it.
I never like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Currently, I have a blind pug, actually.
She's the naughtiest.
Here we go. She's the naughtiest dog I've ever had in my life. But
because she can't see a thing.
True. That's also true. She will find the toilet paper roll and then grab it and run. Oh, and the toilet
little
paper.
Confetti moment.
Yes.
Or what's like, the streamer moment?
Like that. Yeah, she loves Lego. That's her favorite thing to chew. So
not good. Because I don't think plastic is.
No, but she doesn't. That's the thing. You just she doesn't swallow it.
She just step on them in the middle of the night. And you're like, oh, she found a little Lego piece.
And she also loves cat truffles or cat biltong.
Is it made of?
We don't know what that is. No.
What?
It's cat poo.
I'm just checking.
Oh, thank you for checking, because I didn't. I was clueless. Like,
cat biltong.
Cat biltong. She finds it.
Anyway, moving on. These animals.
Well, you didn't want death.
The song is called Rafiki, apparently.
Oh, marvelous.
I can just see cat truffles.
That sounds really good.
You could either call it cat food or cat biltong.
No one ever says, I'm sorry, no one says that. You're one of the only people I've ever heard.
It's just a different name for cat poo.
And that is some cow shit right there in Casper's hand.
I bought us all some snap sticks. Again, forgetting that Christian, my young brother, does not eat anything but plants.
While you're opening that pack of cherry.
Can I? Oh, it's a nice sound.
We love radio. That animal story was animals stories.
Yes.
Were brought to you by Bravecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for up to 12 weeks.
And I'm an ambassador for Bravecto.
Okay.
Bravecto.
You want to take a second?
I'm an ambassador for Bravecto.
Yes, you are.
I am. I'm proud. CliffCentral.com.